Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The drive is live. And
boy, Lopez getting smooth with it, ain't he?
Isn't he? Isn't he? He's ready, baby. He did it. He did it blind, didn't he?
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl.
I did it while I was juggling.
While he was juggling. There it is. The drive is live. Tyler's in the building with the Clarissa Explains It All t-shirt. Those
of King Ding-a-ling in there.
Twitch can see that.
I didn't have Clarissa.
I know you didn't. Never thought you would.
Such a great show.
Never thought you did when you walked in. But
shout out Melissa Joan Hart.
But those of you listening to us, Odyssey app, listening to us on Sports Radio 610, however you are, we appreciate it. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, even you, William, who comes in and says, and in walks in the Texans haters. At least one of them, the fourth best show on 610.
That's not what the ratings say, but whatever.
And Tyler, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Tyler clearly doesn't appreciate
it. It's a little gift for William.
At same time, Tyler.
It's real nice. Found at Target. It's on sale.
It's done with love. It's not. I mean, just being honest.
Really, just keep listening, baby.
Just being honest. Yeah, I mean, I think Clint's got a point. We'll see what happens. There's another key to the running the football.
Absolutely,
deal. That's not an element that you get a chance to see in preseason or in training camp when you're not going to the ground. We'll get a chance to see it coming up, but that's dependent on who all plays. If all the ones play, that's the injury list today. And if you think about it, today's is Tuesday, but the game's Friday, so it's a heavy day. You're getting into the territory. If they don't practice today or tomorrow, there's a wonder if they're actually going to play in a game. And I think we know some aren't. I think Joe Mixon and Laremy Tunsil, Christian Harris, haven't strapped it up yet with the pads. I'd imagine they're not going with some others. But I do want to get to some news. this happened earlier during their practice in Ohio. It was reported Titus Howard was carted off the Texans practice field in Ohio. Aaron Wilson says Titus Howard leaving the field with the trainer walked under his own power. I think that's important. Walked under his own power and headed inside on a golf cart for further examination. Titus Howard also tweeted out, "Damn, I thought I walked off." Is what Titus Howard tweeted off. So hopefully this is not a serious thing. Good that he's already tweeting. Good to see that he did walk off on his own power and they used the cart. But I am wondering, Clint, as we know that D'Amico said that the ones are going to get in some action in Pittsburgh. I'm looking at this, Clint. Laremy Tunsil, I don't believe he's going to play. Right, he hasn't. They're taking their time with him. He has not been in pads yet this entire training camp. I'd be surprised if he's going in the game on Friday. Didn't practice again today. And with this, Clint, Titus Howard leaving the facility and leaving and ending his practice at the very least, the carted off part is scary sounding. Sounds like maybe it's not as significant, but he is still injured and had to leave practice. So I'd imagine he's potentially up in the air to play. And if you want to have any precautions, no reason to have him step out there if he isn't 100%. You might as well let him heal. I think this is a fair thought and a question. If Titus isn't going to play, if Tunzel isn't going to play, and you got Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs kind of getting together and learning things at left guard and center, and you got Shaq Mason. Should CJ be playing in this game coming up? No, none of his tackles, got two of his guys up there kind of still figuring it out against Pittsburgh. Should CJ be set down in this thing?
No, I don't think so. I think you still play him. I think you plan accordingly. I mean, from a play calling perspective, you plan accordingly. I would be ultra conservative in my play calls. If you get in a 3rd and 8, we're not going to drop back and ask him to hold the football. We're going to get it out quick, and hopefully you can break a tackle and go get it. I think Laremy Tunsil, I don't think he was ever in the plan, so that doesn't alter anything. But the Titus Howard situation that's just popped, which to hear Titus say, hell, I walked off the field, if he's got time to pick his phone up and tweet about it damn near immediately, then I would imagine that whatever's wrong with him isn't as severe as he thought. So maybe outside chance he still goes. But
it's at least up in the air with him if he left practice and didn't return.
Yeah, either way it goes. Look, one of the tackles is going to be rookie Blake Fisher. Anyway, it goes with C.J. Stroud out there. So there was going to be a little bit of a risk there as it pertains to the conversation we're having. So, I think you've got a couple of guys that have played a little bit of football. I think Cam Irving is the guy that they just picked up. Played. Been in the league for eight, nine years. He's been with about 5 different teams, but at the end of the day, he's been on teams and played some football over the time. So they should be able to protect him and hold their own against the Steelers for a handful of snaps.
No, listen. You know how I am with Yordan Alvarez.
Hold on, so.
No, I am with.
Well, I mean, you're just that way by nature. It's not. Don't blame
guys,
it on your
I just don't blame it on your dime. I just want to be, protective. I want to make sure CJ's in the right spot, in a good spot here, yeah, to get him a couple series in. But Clint, I would agree with you because, hell, Clint, I think the odds are he's gonna probably have to play some games with those guys out.
Yep.
Or one of them.
Last year.
Did it multiple times last year. So, and I do think it is very important that those guys start getting real live reps, and I'm talking Kenyon Green, Juice Scruggs, even Shaq Mason, but those guys start getting real live reps with CJ and company, and Juice Scruggs and CJ in a real game, snaps and things like, even to that minor of a thing, snaps and things together. So yeah, like I said, he's probably going to play a game, Clint, with Blake Fisher out there. He's probably going to have to play a game where it's maybe Cam Irving's out there, Sharp, or whoever it is playing tackle. So I think it would be the right move where CJ plays regardless. Now if something happened where Shaq Mason may have to sit down or something, and now you're talking about Shaq Mason, you're talking about Titus Howard and Laremy Tunsil to go with the young cats, I may have a different tune. But yeah, I like the odds that they do what Wade's team did that one year for the Texans where they had the same offensive line play every single damn game. The odds of that happening is very, very low. And they're gonna have to have situations where they have to worry about their tackles.
Yeah. Well, there's
gonna worry about injuries.
In this preseason game, as I would imagine for the next three in total, there's gonna be an emphasis put on running the football. Especially if you've got all three of your interior offensive linemen and neither of your outside tackles. There's going to be an emphasis put on running the football, which I don't think is a bad thing. I think it's a really good thing. You got Damian Pierce that's going to play this week. I heard D'Amico talking about him. He's really excited about it. Get the run game rolling. If you do get stopped on the first couple of plays in the run game, then give CJ something quick, get the football out. Like I said, hopefully you break a tackle. We're not out here to see if CJ can hold the ball and navigate the pocket and take hits and all that jive. And so it's just about getting a good sweat, communicating well, adjusting a bit, and getting off the field. So, I think he'll be fine. Hopefully, we'll keep our fingers crossed for a report. If it comes across a ticker, I'm sure Tyler will have it. But hopefully, Titus is fine, and this was just a little bit of a scare. Bad weather out there. Guys were having a hard time keeping their footing anyway. Hopefully, this is just a little bit of a scare, and Titus Howard will be back on the practice field tomorrow.
Yeah, it's him tweeting and then, you know, them walking off the field of his own power and just kind of using the cart to get there. It seems like it is it isn't serious right now, just from what we're looking at. Obviously, we don't know for sure. As you said, we'll get a report. But I do think him getting hurt on Tuesday, not going back to practice, puts Friday up in the air, potentially, for him to play on Friday.
Potentially, absolutely.
Yeah, it puts Friday up in the air for him to play. So, yeah, it's one to watch. Like I said, man, they got a lot of guys that could be up in the air.
Well, they've
with injuries.
They've handled these dudes, the ones that they know who they are, that have had any kind of injury history, whether it be recent or not. They've handled those guys with kid gloves. Look at Joe Mixon, three days of practice. All he's had this entire training camp, but he's out there running around in sweats, jumping up and down.
You think he gets? He gets a preseason game?
Yes, I think he gets a preseason game. Not this week, but I think he gets one. But you look at Laramie Tunsil. There's a real good chance that this scare may have pushed him to take the same approach with Titus Howard. Because, look, Titus Howard obviously is a critical part to what they're going to do. I still believe, until I see them run the ball effectively, I don't mean have a little scat back that makes something out of nothing, a handful of plays, and goes and gets 80 yards. I'm talking about a downhill run game within their scheme, by design, where Joe Mixon is chewing up yards and the guys up front are moving bodies. Until they prove that, I believe this is going to be an 11 personnel football team, and they're going to throw the leather off of it, right? And so we'll see. And I say that to say that Titus Howard is going to be a critical part of that. You got a monster schedule, and Titus and Laramie on the edges are going to give you some serious opportunities to get four and five receivers out in routes instead of having to keep guys in for protection reasons. So this little bit of a scare with Titus may put them in a position where they go, you know what, let's shelve this cat too until next week.
Yeah.
At home, on turf, you know exactly what you're dealing with. They're up in Cleveland, bad weather right now. And just control what you can, which is get his ass back in the locker room and let's finish his day.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. When I saw it carted off, I said, oh, hell, Titus. Then you get a little deeper.
Well, you throw that carded off phrase.
Yeah, yeah, you
don't better. Like that.
That changes the dynamic.
It's a hell of a headline, ain't it?
I agree with Titus. Look, if there ain't nothing wrong, I agree with Titus. Pick that phone up, tweet, let folks know. Hell, I walked off the damn field. I just, for the record, I've seen Titus Howard on a cart about six times this training camp. not from injury tent, but I've seen him on a cart. He is no stranger to getting a ride somewhere.
I think he should have made an IG post of him doing a box jump. Oh, like, I'm good doing a box jump, doing, you know, running a hill or something.
I mean, let's go get it.
Let's go. Yeah, let's shake this thing on.
I mean, look, just line up Danielle Hunter across from you and set on him, and then have Will Anderson to your right and go a couple pass sets on him, and we'll be good.
Yeah, well, Will didn't practice this thing moving today, so it's going to be somebody else.
That's all right. Will, getting Will to get a couple reps in can't be hard.
Yeah. All right, so that is the latest with Titus Howard. And when we get more, I'm sure we may not. We get more, we will pass that along. And hopefully it's just like Blake Fisher. Blake Fisher left, went off on a cart the other day, and then practiced the next day.
Yeah.
Strapped him up, the pads, the next day, and got right back in.
I didn't know strap up was a pause phrase.
Stay strapped. No,
I mean, I don't typically play.
That's condoms.
Well, and there's also
okay. No, I did not. I've never heard.
You never heard strap up?
Strapped up? No,
never heard strapped up
from a sexual from a perverted or a sexual connotation.
BET had a nice commercial with the disc. BET, strap up.
Yeah, no,
strap the old raincoat.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard several strap up. It tells me they're into some into some Tyler and whips and chains type stuff.
Whoa,
no.
I mean, it's up, not on.
And strapping on them does, if you know what I mean. I'm out. I don't strap up.
Hey, man, I put on some costumes every once in a while, but I don't do none of that.
Strap up that condom,
baby. You put on some leathers and strap something on, I know.
I have a Jedi costume I wore recently.
Yes, A-strap could stand for pistol, but also in this situation could stand for the cover. That cover on there, strap.
Force was strong with me. I'll tell you what. Tyler
earlier today is calling for me because the Astros are struggling at the plate, and this is becoming extended. What'd you say they've got in the last four games? Seven runs?
7 runs in four games.
And that they got a little help with extras yesterday to add one in.
Some of those runs are also unearned.
In the last 3 days that they haven't had extras, it's been 2 runs yesterday, no runs Sunday, 1 run Saturday. So, you lose a 1-0 ball game, boy. I'm telling you, boy. You walk out there, you give up 1 run in 6 innings, you're Hunter Brown. That's a tough one. By the way, Tyler didn't hit those strikeouts. And neither did you.
Neither did Clint.
Tyler had another rough one, folks. Just take the rest of the week off.
Yeah, that was like a punch to the nuts watching that walk off and then looking at my betting account.
Hurt
my stomach a little.
It was all bad. Now, we're working on to like more than a week now of just struggles. So just take a day off. Good God, man. A day or two.
It's peaks and valleys, man.
White
it's peaks
Sox
and valleys.
Next. White Sox are next, bub.
Just take off.
Is that
the
true?
White
the White Sox next?
They're at least a series. If it's not next, it's the next. They're
coming, bub.
They're coming up. I'm not sure.
Lights at the end of the tunnel.
You got 3 games against them. They've lost 21 in a row now, by the way.
Why would I wait for the White Sox to make money when I can just make money tonight on Arlington?
Okay. Oh, I think you should stay on it. No question.
Terrible idea. But he hit me up. He said, hey, Ron, they're struggling offensively. You need to do the lineups. We need to bring out the lineups. Yeah, there it is.
I think it's a great idea, to be honest.
That's some great music.
And listen, shout out Jack White.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Tyler.
White Stripes.
Thank you.
He didn't write the song. But
he chose it. And it's perfect.
No,
I think I chose it.
You really need to do this at the end of the show today. We said it was special occasions. Special occasion is the Astros are sucking ass, and I need you to pull them out of the funk.
I think it's a really good idea.
Thank you.
I do. I like it. I think it's a good idea. And I'm willing to accept it under one condition.
Tell me.
I'll only do the lineup today if Jake Myers isn't in it. Jake needs a day off. He needs a couple of days off. I mean, let's be honest. They've already called up somebody. I don't know who's about to get sent down, but Jake needs he got the collar yesterday.
I screwed up.
Struck out all 3 at bats. I want to look up what's Jake at this month. I said, let me keep coming back here. Let me keep falling back because it was rough. Since July the 27th, Jake is 3-for-26 with a walk. He's been on base 4 damn times since July 27th.
10 days.
I mean, it's fighting it.
It's not ideal.
Hard hitters. He hit it right at somebody. Oh, he fouled off home run distance. Now he is fighting it. He is struggling. I'm telling you, the way that he has gotten treated, and in terms of, hey man, we're gonna let him go out there and just we're gonna let him play every day. I bet Chaz McCormick has to look over there just in hatred. Damn, I sure as hell never got this kind of treatment.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I bet you DuBon's over there looking over like, damn, how come I don't get just 3 or 4 months to just let it go?
I ain't got many good things to say about Chaz, period, but especially after last night. You see that dude out in left field? Those were two of the worst professional Major League Baseball outfield throws in that I have seen in quite some time.
I didn't see it. What happened?
Oh, it was Little League-esque. It was a tag up that shouldn't have been a tag up for a run. Pop up to McCormick. He missed his target. He missed home plate by a football field. I mean, It was bad.
We've lost it.
It was very, very, very bad.
He's in his head, man.
I mean, he is a I would call him a mental midget.
You can tell
with Chaz he's McCormick broken. when he's not feeling it, boy. There's definitely a look on his face, and it is a I feel like I'm getting screwed look too.
Yeah, I listen. I'll do it whenever those lineups come out. If Jake's in it, I'm on protest.
Damn it.
Everybody else gets a damn day off.
I feel like we're going to get this. I don't feel like Jake will be in the lineup. I think we're going to get your lineup.
Those three at-bats, he needs to watch. He needs to sit down and watch it.
No, I agree.
And it's not just starting yesterday. He needs to sit down and take a look.
Last night was a tough watch, man. Twice with bases loaded. I mean, once in the seventh, or was it the eighth and the tenth?
He started to look like, at moments years before, where it looked like he didn't. Like, he didn't have a prayer.
There's just no, like, I mean, in those circumstances, Ron, with bases loaded, one out, like, we're just trying to contact.
Just put it in play.
We're contact. I'd rather you hit into a double play than strike out.
Put it in play.
That's it. Give me something. Give me a chance.
Yep.
And twice, he never even scared the ball.
All right, apparently the Astros are making a move. I don't think they're panicking. But they're making a move. We'll let you know the latest move. They've added somebody to this roster, and we'll let you know the latest on that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
This ball hit well to right field, all the way back to Leon, and we are tied up. Corey Seager has four home runs in his last four games and hit a 3-2 pitch out to tie the game at two.
Whew. Thought they was going to pull that one out yesterday, but wasn't able to, and hurt Tyler in a lot of different ways and Clint in a lot of different ways. as well, their hearts in their pockets. But they get back on it tonight. Framber Knight, as he's thrown the ball better here of late. But I did want to pass this across, fellas. They have made a move. They have signed and called up Zach DiZenzo. Sources tell The Athletic and Chandler Rome. He has played just 11 games above AA. Slash lines 391, 472, 739 with 8 extra base hits in his brief stint in AAA Sugarland. So, well, he swung the bat well at that next level, has played below AAA most of the year, but he is an infielder, first baseman. We heard Dana Brown say yesterday that they may have to call up one of the young guys, and they do it the next day. And do we know who they are sending down? Who is leaving the roster? Have we found that out, Tyler? Who's leaving the roster?
Astros PR has not sent that email quite yet.
To make room for DiZenzo?
I bet we know by the big three.
Hopefully, we may. And who knows? Maybe Chaz is throwing yesterday, may, along with his bat, may have changed things up. I don't know. We'll see. But they're bringing him up. He plays first base. I don't want to say panic, but they're looking to try to find something. Looking to try to find something in particular at first base is what Dana Brown said yesterday.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out because, I mean, everything was fine. Everything was perfect. This lineup was producing runs at a rate better than anybody, that topped anybody in Major League Baseball damn near. For a good 6 weeks, and now you've had a rough run of 7-8 ball, and obviously you got to be better. It will be interesting to see what they do, what they continue to do with Pedro Leon. It'll be interesting to see, to your point earlier, what they do with Jake Myers. I think it'll be interesting to see what they do with this new cat they're bringing up. What do you do with the Dubon Singleton first base? You know, back and forth. It is going to be interesting to see how Joe Espada responds to the recent struggles at the plate. It's going to be, luckily the Astros made such a run that they're in position to where there's a little bit of grace given. There's a little bit of wiggle room there. You just hope you don't dig such a hole in this August schedule that's significantly more difficult that you can't dig out of. But it is going to be interesting to see what you do with this lineup, really, from I'd say the six through the nine hole at this point in time.
Yeah, that was as Tyler said in our ear yesterday, that last night, that was a McCormick Cabbage wasn't great either. McCormick Cabbage, I think it was 0-for-6 yesterday. Cabbage and McCormick and Jake, as we talked about, and even his and Pedro Leon, who you just talked about, they all struggled. Their production was bad. They looked bad.
I know Leon had at least three strikeouts.
I think he struck out three times.
He struck out three times. Jake struck out twice with bases loaded and one out. Didn't move a runner one. Didn't even attempt to. Didn't even scare it.
He struck out another.
We can't leave the top guys out with the exception of Yordan Alvarez. Yordan, they just pitched completely around him from about mid-game on. But, I mean, Bregman's up in extra innings with Altuve on second and strikes out. I mean, that's they ended up getting bases loaded. And, once again, they got one run out of the deal, luckily, because of hit by pitch. But, you look at how that inning went down. I mean, you're not even attempting to move guys. Like, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how you let Jake Myers swing away that last at bat. Bases juiced, one out.
You want to squeeze?
Something. Give me something.
You just got, he's got to be able to put the damn thing in play.
I agree, but there's got to be something wrong. When you struck out, I don't know what the game ended, but they had struck out five times with bases loaded in the last two games. I watched four of them myself. Like, at some point in time, your eye has to tell you, hey, man, this just ain't our night. We got to manufacture some stuff. We got to do something other than just swing away. I mean, that approach It's one thing. It's hard for me to watch when it's Altuve, much less damn Jake Myers. There's got to be more to it, man.
I'll just say this about the Astros in this situation, because they're now a game and a half behind Seattle. Seattle didn't play yesterday but picked up a half a game with the Astros' loss. I still don't think we're at panic time, especially when it comes to the division. Like, because they're fortunate to be in the division with the Mariners and the Rangers coming up behind them, I know at the plate it's been rough, but we start looking at the pitching performances, which is usually the hardest thing to find consistently in the sport. If they can continue to pitch anywhere close to this, they should be all right when it comes to the AL West race. They should be in a place where, you know, you're not gonna panic. I mean, Spencer Arrighetti gets you 12 strikeouts in a game. Hunter Brown yesterday didn't hit his strikeouts like he normally does, but hell, he gives you 6 innings and 1 run. You know, I mean, we're seeing pitching performances that are going from being really, really good to at the very least keeping you in the ball game. And, you know, so if they can continue to get that level of consistency, I don't think it's time to panic yet, even though calling up a guy who's only played 11 games above AA to come in to play first base feels like a bit of a hey, we got to do something move. But I still think because of the division they're in, it's not quite time to panic, because, the Mariners have their warts and they'll come back, and the Rangers show to have their warts and they'll come back.
So as bad as it was yesterday, you should have won that ball game.
Absolutely.
I mean, as bad as it was yesterday, sometimes you got to win ugly. It's not always you're not always going to have an offense that's scoring damn near 6 runs a game. There's going to be tight ball games, and you got to win those tight ball games. And I mean, you had a lead in the eighth, and you had a lead in the tenth. I mean, you got to win those ball games. I know it's ugly at the plate. I get it. I know how we scored the runs. It's easy to say we didn't swing the bat well. I get it. No question about it. Luckily, they plucked 2 batters in a tight ball game. That should be the game. That should be the difference in the ball game. Is they hit 2 batters. You know, they gave you a run. They gave you a run on an infield hit. Why the Rangers didn't have their infield playing in, especially their third baseman in that particular situation, I have no idea. They gifted you a 1-run lead 2 different times in that ball game, and you've got the pen, the closers that you have, and you pissed it away. Like that can't happen.
That's our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on energy plan versus AT&T. And Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, coming up, hey, we got boots on the ground out there in Ohio in terms of where the Texans are practicing. A lot happening. Derek Stingley apparently went off. Titus Howard was walked off the practice field and didn't return. A lot of guys out today. Nobody better than our guy John Harris. You hear him a lot here on Texans All Access. He'll join us coming up next to give us what's going on out there in training camp with the Texans. That's next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling through as the Texans. They are in Ohio continuing their training camp. Little different weather there than it is here in Houston, and as they'll get prepared to play the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up on Friday, where we should see a lot of ones today. And we've heard a lot the last 2 days, pretty spirited practices, and some news and notes, and nobody better than to talk to than our guy John Harris, Texans sideline reporter, also John Harris of footballtakeover.com. You hear him behind us on Texans All Access every single night. John, a lot happening the last 2 days. I know there's some injury stuff as well, but it sounds like Derek Stingley Jr. Really, really showed out, not just today, but yesterday, but in particular, picking off C.J. Stroud. I wish I could have seen they said he went and got a pick where it was a jump ball between him and Nico, and he went up and got it over Nico. So hearing he's been very, very impressive. as usual.
Yeah, Sting, the first interception he had was that one. He was matched up with Nico, and he had himself in great position. So when the ball went up in the air, it was Nico that was having to try to reach over Sting, but Sting basically just blocked him out and went up and made the catch down the field. And it's pretty awesome when you see, like, 5 feet in front of you, you see these two incredible athletes, like, going after the football. But Sting made a heck of a catch there. And then to lead off the last period, he broke on an out route. I think it was Tank. And he broke in front of it, snatched it, took it to the house. I've said it for a while now. I think Derek Stingley is going to be, if not the best corner in the league, he's going to be in the top three team picture. He has been that good since he came back from injury in middle of the season last year. It's a matter of Sting staying healthy. But, yeah, he had two picks in practice today. He's so slick. I've said this since Sting has been here. I think Sting has the best hands on the team. And it shows when he is fighting for the football, he very rarely loses out. So whenever the ball's in his vicinity, I feel like he's got a pretty good chance to go get it. And, you know, with guys being banged up, it's just great that he's not. That every single day, you're obviously giving those big three wide receivers a look. But, you know, seeing he and Nico go at it, you know, seeing him make that break on the ball and CJ's throw to start the last period of practice, it just shows how far he's come. And when he's healthy, forget it. You do not want to throw the football at him if you're an opposing offense.
Johnny, it seems like, you know, look, he arrived last year. To me, I mean, the real, like, bright moment was when he clearly mirrored Amari Cooper for the Cleveland Browns and took him completely out of the game after he had a hell of a game a couple of weeks earlier versus the Texans. To me, that was the, okay, now he's arrived. And you fast forward to camp this year. It seemed like early on, Nico Collins gets behind him. Tank Dell gets behind him. You know, Diggs gets behind him. It seems like, if I didn't know no better, it's almost like they were just going to take some shots, and they didn't mind if they took shots at 24. And then all of a sudden, a little scuffle happened. And it seems like since that scuffle, that day really, not the scuffle itself, but the day that he walked out there, made a couple of plays early, the little scuffle happened, it seems like from that point till today, Derek Stingley's been on a mission and had a little different mindset at training camp.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Clint, I think you're dead on. I think maybe it woke him up a little bit, maybe not. I think he just finally kind of got into the groove of practice too. I think it takes some players maybe some time to get in kind of the groove. You know, you start seeing some of the same things, you start anticipating. I think one of the things that we don't give Sting enough credit for, and I try to do this when we talk about him, is how smart he is. His football IQ is off the charts. And so when you start seeing the same stuff a few days at a time, you know, this having been in training camp, you're like, man, there's over there sitting on this out route, man. But coach still wants me to throw it. So, all right, I guess I got to throw it. But I think, and that happens. And so I think Sting is pretty smart. He's seen a lot of these things that this offense has been trying to do to him. But I really feel like he's woken up. But I think here's the other thing, too. I also, and I'll make sure I say this properly, there are times when I don't mind if, you know, like I look up and, okay, Tank's got half a step on it, because Sting is playing the ball. And that's one of the things, because his ball skills are so good, sometimes it may look like he's out of phase, but because he's playing the ball, looking for the ball, he really doesn't, it doesn't matter to him that he's really like a half step beaten, seemingly, because he can go make a play or he can close on a football probably better than anybody I've seen with the Texans not named Jonathan Joseph. So I think he just has some natural cover instincts. I think he's found a really nice groove. You know, if that is definitely the case, like you said, Clint, and I think that probably is, it may have woken him up. We need to all send Dalton Schultz, you know, like a flower bouquet, and thank you for waking up 24. But that dude, I think, is special. I think he is just top-notch, and as long as he stays healthy. You know, the fact that D'Amico has that card to play, he's got that ace in the hole to play, okay, well, we're playing the Cowboys and CeeDee Lamb. That's a great matchup. You know what? Wherever CeeDee goes, 24, you're going to go. That's such a great asset to have. And the fact that they sprung it on the Browns the way they did, oh, no, we don't do that. That's not what we do in this defense. And then, lo and behold, there it is. He's tracking them all game long. There are going to be games that he's going to be able to do that this year, and it's really going to help this defense out for sure. And with a better pass rush, it may give Sting more opportunities for plays like he made today.
John Harris with us, Texan sideline reporter. You catch his work also on Football Takeover NFL.com. I think the confidence in Derek Stingley is very, very high. I think internally with the Texans and amongst Texans fans. I think there are some questions when you start to look at the other portions of the secondary. You've watched them all camp. What's your feeling on the other spots outside of Derek Stingley in that secondary?
I have no questions about Kamari Lassiter.
None, huh?
None. Now, look, he's a rookie. He's going to get beat. It happens. Rookies get beat. But I said it the day he was drafted. I didn't give two damns about his 4.6 and a 40 because I watched Luther Burden. I watched all the fast receivers in the SEC try to beat him, and it couldn't. In the Missouri game, Luther Burden's one of the best receivers in college football. Y'all know that. Y'all follow college football. Luther Burden caught a touchdown on the other DB of Georgia going deep, beat him deep. Throughout the rest of the game, no matter where Luther Burden went, Kamari Lassiter went. Kamari Lassiter played 30 reps in the slot at Georgia last year, 30. He played 29 of those reps against Missouri because he was matching up against Luther Burden. It was the only time he lined up in the slot all year long and shut down Burden the rest of the game. I watched 14 shut down every Texans receiver. I don't care. You know, oh, Tank, yep. Diggs, he stayed in Diggs' pocket with double moves throughout OTA's mini camp in the first part of training camp. Now, he hasn't been up here, so I don't know if he got dinged up, he's sick, I don't know. But as long as Kamari Lassiter is healthy, I have very few questions about the other side of the field. Very few. Now, what they get out of the safeties, how they mix the safeties up, where Petrie ends up playing, okay, we can talk about that being, you know, a question mark and how that's going to all come together. But the more I watch Kamari Lassiter, the more convinced I am that they absolutely got a steal at 42 in this draft.
Hey, talk to us a little bit about Jalen Petrie. I know there was a little bit of a scuffle yesterday again with between him and Diggs and a questionable pass, a PI call on a pass breakup kind of deal. Just your thoughts on Jalen Petrie and how he's going to fare specifically to the covering aspect of that nickel defender and what they're asking him to do so far in camp.
Well, I think, and this is where I don't want to give, you know, say we give Jalen a break, but there are very few nickels in the league that can just lock dudes up that line up inside one-on-one. I mean, because if they were that good, they'd play on the perimeter. So I think Jalen's cover ability from inside is actually better than people think, but it's not going to be like Stingley cover inside. It's not going to be like one of those guys. Even like you think of the best nickels in the league, you think of Mike Hilton from the Bengals. And one of the reasons he's so great is because he blitzes, he plays off the edge, he makes a bunch of tackles in the run game. It's not because he can go inside and cover Tyreek Hill one-on-one. I mean, nobody can really do that. But I think Jalen gives them a little bit of diversity at that nickel spot inside. He can blitz, he can play the run. Now, his tackling's got to improve. But I think it did. After he got benched in that Browns game, I feel like he had to kind of go back and go back to the fundamentals. And I think he started doing that. And I think he'll make more plays the closer he is to the football. Now, the question becomes, if Petrie's going to play at the nickel, then what do you do at safety? Now, right now, you've got Eric Murray with Jimmy Ward. And I think Eric Murray has played really, really well. But 41 is coming. The young boy from USC, as they call him, Kalen Bullock, he made a pick today in practice that I'm telling you, it happened right in front of me, and I still was not 100% sure I saw what I saw. He broke on an over route. Mechie was running the over route, booting out. Davis saw Mechie, going to zip it to him. Bullock literally jumped in front, stole the ball away from Mechie, spun and went the other way for a pick six. Now, I watched that play, and I'm like, I've seen every Texans game up close since 2014 down the sidelines. I've been here since 2007 covering the team. I have never seen safeties make plays like that in a Texans jersey. No one. I mean, Tyrann Mathieu, Justin Reed, no one. Nobody makes those athletic plays, and Kalen Bullock has been making them every other day. So we better keep our eyes on 41 because when that young buck is in the game, he's going to make something happen. Now, I do worry about his tackling. And if Petrie's not tackling well and Bullock's not tackling well, okay, you got issues, so you got to do some things. But I do think Jalen's going to tackle better. And I think if Bullock does go in the game, he is definitely going to be a guy that is going to make some plays for his defense because of his range and the amount of coverability and the amount of ground he can cover. So keep an eye on 41 on Friday night against Pittsburgh. He is fun to watch.
All right, John, we appreciate you, man, and we'll keep following you and listening to you guys after we get off the air, as you guys are there first with your eyes on and be able to watch them in practice as they're getting ready for Pittsburgh, ready for that call as well coming up on Friday. We appreciate you joining us.
Appreciate you, boys. Thanks for having me.
All right, there it is, man. Feels good. Hey, makes you feel good about that secondary, doesn't it?
Energy's always good, baby. Energy's always good. I mean, look. There's no way that studies it closer and harder than Johnny. So, that's good stuff.
All right, coming up, we'll tell you about the news there. We didn't get a chance to talk to John Harris about, but there was an injury on the offensive line with Titus Howard. We'll give you the latest on that. And is there going to be an effect of potentially how many guys we actually get to see play Friday? I know D'Amico said the ones are going to play, but may not be as many ones as we hope to see. And the Astros have added somebody new to the roster. We'll tell you all of that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.